The era of Las Vegas-style gambling dawned in Massachusetts today as MGM Resorts International opened its much-anticipated casino in downtown Springfield.
On the count of three, 1, 2, 3,
just before 11 a.m., the doors to the $960 million resort casino were opened, with hundreds of employees allowed in first, followed by thousands of people, many of whom had lined up outside before dawn. The grand opening of the state's first full-scale casino came 7 years after Massachusetts legalized casinos in a bid to capture some of the billions of dollars in gambling money that was going out of state, primarily to the Indian casinos in Connecticut. A procession preceded Friday's opening of the MGM Casino. It featured Cirque du Soleil acrobats, Indian motorcycles, dignitaries in a Springfield Rolls Royce, the UMass Amherst Marching Band, and the Budweiser Clydesdales. People came from near and far for the much-hyped opening. Ron Cross of Westfield was one of the first in line at 4:30 a.m.
So it is really amazing and remarkable. I'm really happy for the city of Springfield and in the Pioneer Valley.
Betty Presnell of Newtown, Connecticut drove an hour and a half to be one of the first through the doors at the new casino.
It's just the excitement of being here, and I've never, ever been to an opening, so this is really cool.
Kenneth Ramdowski of Chicopee was wearing a jacket with a Mohegan Sun logo. He said he won't be going to the Connecticut casino anymore now that there's one so close by.
Oh, definitely. Good for the city. Have jobs in the city, too. Keep local people working in our state and our city.
There had been months of planning by city, state, and MGM officials for traffic, crowd control, and security. MGM President Mike Mathis said the opening was perfect.
I want to compliment my staff and the city of Springfield and MassDOT and all the agencies that allowed this really controlled experience. We've got to have thousands and thousands of folks, and we want to make sure we load them in properly. We got a ton of capacity in the building, but it's about the sequence of getting them in, and so far it's been really great. So we're gonna have lines, and we knew that. We're gonna make sure those people are comfortable out in the lines, and we've done a lot of work to even think about the folks that aren't in the building and taking care of them while they try to get into the building.
For Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, Friday's grand opening capped 7 years of work to bring a casino and the 3,000 jobs that go with it to the city and redevelop an area that was ravaged by a tornado.
This was under a lot of scrutiny. We were scrutinized left and right, and we came out with flying colors on how we handled this process very professionally, very transparent. We were efficient, effective, strategic.
Once the early excitement of the new casino dies down, MGM projects there will be an average of 10,000 visitors a day. Mary Kay Wydra, president of the Greater Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, said MGM is cross-promoting other attractions to spread the wealth around.
So we are confident that people will come into the area and spread out and move around. So yeah, I think all of Western Mass will benefit from it.
MGM is paying $200,000 for a fare-free bus called The Loop that will make stops at downtown hotels, museums, Union Station, and, of course, the casino. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.